Welcome to the My Money Podcast, number 107, from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bry, the editor of the Help Me to Save website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to discuss using the Hotels Combined price comparison website. Now, I'm sure, like me, that you want to find the best price for a hotel when you're booking accommodation for a short trip or holiday. Why pay more than you have to for a hotel room? One thing I've noticed over the years is there's such a variation in hotel prices between different suppliers. Occasionally, it's cheapest to book direct with the hotel, but a lot of the time, it's cheaper to book through a third-party website. However, in order to find the best price, you really don't want to spend ages trawling through loads of different websites looking for the lowest price. The solution is to use a hotels price comparison site such as Hotels Combined. Hotels Combined is free to use. There aren't any fees or markups charged for the service. It's a quick and easy way to find the best hotel prices. Hotels Combined offer a best price guarantee, but you do need to make a claim within 24 hours of making the booking. The lower rate must be on a website which does not participate in the Hotels Combined process and must still be available during the claim validation. So to me, it seems simpler to try and do your research before you make the booking to try and ensure you've got the lowest possible price rather than retrospectively trying to make a claim. When I'm looking for a hotel for one of my trips, I always start my search on Hotels Combined. You just need to enter your destination, your check-in and check-out dates, and the number of guests in the room to start comparing hotel prices. Within seconds, Hotels Combined searches through thousands of travel websites from big names such as Expedia, LastMinute.com, Booking.com, and Late Rooms, plus less well-known travel sites such as Get a Room and Agoda. It also looks at the prices on the sites of some chains such as Best Western and Holiday Inn, as sometimes the best deal is found by booking direct. I prefer to use some of the additional filters available on the Hotels Combined websites. You'll see them down the left margin of the search results, and they include things such as price, guest ratings, hotel facilities, location. I don't pay that much attention to the star ratings of hotels. I've stayed at 4-star hotels, which barely felt like 3-star hotels, and vice versa. If my destination is in a large city, I'll also add the district in which I'd like to stay. That's quite important when you're in a big city, especially if you want to need to be somewhere at a certain time. If I'm going to attend an event, say in London, which is in East London, there's no way I'm going to book a room in West London, even if it's really cheap. If I've got to be at an event at 9:30 in the morning, I do not want to traverse London in rush hour traffic, so I'm looking for something within a 30-minute walk of the venue. Now, once I've got the results for my destination and dates, I order them by the lowest price first. The default is recommended hotels, but I think it'd be more useful if it was the lowest price that was the default setting. It's easy enough to change. Then I start to look through the results to find hotels which combine a low price and high guest ratings. Because I'm not just looking for the cheapest of the cheap, I'm looking for something that's good value for money, but also a reasonable standard. By that, I basically mean clean and hopefully not too noisy. I do get a bit annoyed with the Hotels Combined results when I put them into price, because the first few on the list, and if that's a big city, it can be the first few pages, seem to be hostels with shared rooms and shared bathrooms. Now, I do know that some hostels have private ensuite rooms, so I'm not suggesting that hostels are just excluded because they're hostels, but I wish that I could get the results just for places that have private bathrooms, so I don't have to go through the first few pages and dismiss them because it's a bed in a 12-bed dorm with a shared bathroom. That's just wasting my time. One of the things that I like about Hotels Combined is that the hotel prices shown include all standard taxes. It's so annoying on some travel websites when the taxes and fees only appear when you reach the payment page. But you do need to watch out for things like city tax, which you usually have to pay when you reach the hotel. So look out for this on the supplier's booking page. I came across this recently when I was booking hotels in Marseille and Nice in France for our trip next month. All the hotels charge this fee, and you can't pay it up front. You have to pay it when you go to the hotel. So that's a bit annoying as well. But at least standard taxes like VAT in the UK, which is 20%, is included in the prices. But sometimes there are these little extras, which can add up if you're booking two or three rooms or you're going with your family. One of the other things I like about Hotels Combined is that they have a summary of guest reviews, mainly from sites which only allow guests who have actually stayed in the hotel to leave a review. Now, the biggest hotel review site, anybody can just log in and leave a review. They don't need to have stayed at the hotel. But many travel sites, when you book a hotel, you can only leave a review once you've booked through their site and after you've stayed there. So that's hopefully going to make it a bit more realistic than just anybody being able to log in and leave a review. Also like that in Hotels Combined, it highlights the good and bad points reported by other guests. So anything that seems to be standing out, that quite a high proportion of guests are mentioning, say the beds were comfortable, it was noisy, the staff were helpful, unhelpful, they're highlighted with green for good, red for bad. And there's also a score out of 10 for each of the following areas: cleanliness, the quality of the room, service, location, dining and facilities. So although I wouldn't put 100% reliability on reviews, they are usually quite a good indicator, and in some ways the more reviews the better, because it's a more representative sample. So I've generally found that if somewhere gets rather indifferent reviews, it is a bit indifferent. If it gets good, it's usually good, and bad, well, I don't usually stay there because I'm looking for this combination of good value for money with a reasonable quality. Now, you can also use Hotel Combined apps on iOS, Android and Windows phones, making it easy to find a hotel deal when you're out and about. For example, you might be meeting up with a friend you're going on a trip with, so you can just book your hotel on your phone when you meet up with your friend. But I'd certainly suggest that you bookmark the Hotels Combined price comparison website and make it your first port of call when you want to quickly and easily find the best prices for hotels. There are other things you can do that you might find a cheaper hotel, like using these secret saver hotels. You might find something cheaper, but it's a risk. You don't know exactly what you're booking until it comes through. Sometimes there are special offers, vouchers and whatever, but using a price comparison site such as Hotel Combined is definitely the easiest and most consistent way of finding the best hotel deals. So I hope you've found this useful, and next time you're booking a trip, you can find the hotel that you want to stay in at the lowest possible price. You can subscribe to the My Money podcast from Help Me to Save in iTunes, and you can read all our articles on the website at www.helpmetosave.com. So thanks for listening, and do join me again soon. Goodbye.